The unstoppable Wade, unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
To get to what you're looking for, there's a process in life that brings them and bring us through some treacherous time. Time where you would commit suicide if you had to go through what someone have gone through. You just don't know. What do you mean, brother? You don't know. You tell me I don't know. What's wrong? Pastor of church for 12 years. Go from 15 to 20, about 500. Go through divorce. Then you have a preacher and a preacherette to kill on every corner.
Tulsa.
14 more years outside the pulpit.
My God.
Most preachers would have walked off the job.
Yeah, that's right.
Took the Bible, close it up.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it no more.
That's right, brother. On vacation.
Hello. And you're coming back.
All right.
But because it looks glamorous.
Say it.
It doesn't mean that there hadn't been a price. And it doesn't mean that you haven't been a victim.
Yes.
Been victimized.
Yes.
But although you may have been a victim, you can show up and be a victor.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because I am a firm believer that the folk who have talked about you and victimized you,
yeah,
God will turn you around and bless you in their faces.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Those that have victimized and talked about you and put you down, God will turn you around and then bless you in the front of their face. Do I have some help in the house? Can somebody in here identify that you've been talked about it and persecuted, misunderstood, but God just turn you around and bless you right in the front? Sometimes they're your own family. I don't want to go with you. Sometimes it's the husband and the wife. There ain't no problem outside the house. It happens in the house.
Yeah, go ahead.
And God will turn you around.
Yeah.
And bless you,
yes,
in the front of their faces.
Yes.
Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen.
Yeah.
Saul was victimizing the church. They were going into Christian homes and pulling them out, persecuting and then executing.
Yeah.
Execution.
Yes, sir.
Pull them out.
That's it.
You love the Lord? Yes, I love the Lord. Pull me out of the house. Who are you?
My God.
For execution. Watch this. Consented unto Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church.
Yes.
Now, at that time, the persecution didn't come from within the church.
Yeah.
It came from without the walls of the church.
Yes.
Now, in this city,
yes, sir.
The persecution comes from within the church.
Yeah.
I gotta stop. I can't go fast. I didn't do too well, but I can teach the best.
Yeah, no.
Now the persecution starts inside. That's why it's so important to have great leadership. That's why it's so important that we have great leadership, because now Satan has found out that he could not really effectuate the church from outside the church. So he said, what I would do, I would get inside, and I will cause havoc on the inside of the church. And that's why it's so great to have wonderful leadership on the
inside.
You see, you can't lead the church from outside. You got to be able to lead the church from the
inside.
The doctor can't do nothing for you as long as you stay outside your case. The doctor need to get inside your case. Man, woman, you can't love her outside of here.
That's right.
You got to love her
inside.
I ain't got no help in here. When will somebody help me? You gonna love her, you got to get what?
Inside.
So, the church had its persecution from the outside. Now the church was located, the building was located in Jerusalem. But what took place is, on the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost came down and got in the upper room, and all was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Satan got mad at him. What are you trying to tell me, brother? You say Satan got mad at him? Yeah, he got mad at him. Because the Holy Ghost had gotten into the church. And the church was not just only in Jerusalem, but it was in the people of Jerusalem. In other words, we're getting ready to do something great, grand for the Lord at this church in many ways, from our 501c3 to the building of our church. And let me tell you right now, Satan is going to show up. I'm already in prayer against Satan. Before we do one thing, because I need you to be in prayer with me before we do one thing, because Satan is going to get in somebody in here to try to cause havoc in the house. And what he does, he goes from one to the next, 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 until he gets all and bring it back down to crescendo. So the leader must ask the other leader to be in prayer before we go to the bed. God has already opened the door. But if you think Satan is not going to get busy, then you better think again.
Yeah.
body of believers of the Jerusalem, the New Testament church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold on, let me get a little closer here. We the believers of the Pentecost church. We the believers of the church of the New Testament who know that Jesus is real. As we come together in our prayer, God will hold him out and put him out of here. So his program will elevate. And men will see our good works and not glorify us. By glorifying God. So now, the church was in Jerusalem, and the people were in Jerusalem, and the people became the church, and the church was in the people. And they all were scattered abroad. In the upper room, they gathered. Watch closely. In the upper room, they gathered. They had gathered together. And their hearts were touching and agreeing. And that's what made the Holy Ghost come within the walls of the upper room. They were gathered. But when Saul came with the letter, wanting to arrest each and every Christian. Watch. They were gathered in the upper room, but here in the text, they are scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, what the devil meant for good, God turned it around. Bad, God turned it around for the good. In the upper room, they gathered. Now they are scattered. And the situation looked bad because they were no longer gathered. But the Holy Ghost hadn't got them. And now they are scattered. Except the apostles. But those that had been effectuated by the Holy Ghost are now scattered. Now what has happened, Satan tried to kill him, but he spread it. Like bad sickness. He scattered him. Satan thought he had him bound, but he scattered him. So now, the church is all over the place. And now they're talking about Jesus in Samaria.